Larson, short set middle. Peterson taps it across. Anderson saves it. And all they can do is pass it over on the Stars side. Ward free ball. Slide right side. Going to be driven across by Peterson for the kill.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference Triangler in Kearney as the Kearney Catholic Stars host the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals and Ord Chanticleers. High School Volleyball and KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
High toss, Studi serve, floats right on the line, had to be played. It's set in the middle. Benton gets a look, taps it over. Connor rolled it over with the help of Theron Baum. Central Catholic right at the net, takes the attack, and Baum will block. Lucky ground up and end game number two.
The Stars remain unbeaten on the season and will be tested by state-rated Ord and Donovan Trumbull. It's the Kearney Catholic Triangler coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium Kearney with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Cope Gymnasium for our second match of the night in this Lou Platt Conference Triangular as the Ord Chanticleers take on the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. In our first matchup tonight, Kearney Catholic swept over 25-12, 25-14. Michaela Mestel with 10 kills, 7 for Bailey Sokolowski. Morgan Studi had 11 service points, 3 of them were aces. Let's take a look at the starting lineups here on the New Tech T3 game show. First off for Donovan Trumbull, number 2, 5'3", junior Jordan Brumund. Number 10, 5'8", sophomore Hannah Bosch. Number 14, 5'9", junior Kaylee Glover. Number 21, 5'8", senior Kenzie Clocky. Number 26, 5'6", junior Ashton Mazur. And number 17 is 5'5", sophomore Hadley Lewis. The libero is Lexi Katzberg, 5'5", sophomore. She wears number 32. Head coach Tara Jones is with you by Manny Buderas and Alyssa Montgomery. Donovan Trumbull is 5-12 on the season. Our starting lineups continue now with a look at the Ord Chanticleers. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Looks like the Chanticleers may be making a little bit of a change here. We will go with basically the same lineup as the last game. Coach Wendy Alexander put her match in, her game in, very, very late here in this pregame warm-up, so we'll have to go as we go along here, but it looks like, once again, it will be number 5, 5'8", senior, Sydney McKinney. Number 7, 5'9", freshman, Allison Welniak. Number 8, 5'9", senior, Kaylee Pelton. Number 10, 5'8", senior, Megan Alexander. Number 11, 5'9", junior, Melanie Reese. And number 14, Nikki Carson, a 6-foot senior. Claire Brennauer has went out there as the libero to start this ball game. Head coach Wendy Alexander, assisted by Carly Callan and Leanne Smith, who are 12-4 now on the season, ranked as high as 7th in Class C1. We'll be back to get our match underway. The starting line is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. It's Ord and Donovan Trumbull next.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Donovan Ord, the World Wide Web, as all of our matches and football games and sporting activities are FlatRiverPreps.com, FlatRiverPreps.com. It looks like Donovan Trumbull has won the toss. They've got the black uniforms with the red numerals, And Jordan Brummond is going to serve it away to get things underway. He's got a little bit of a jump serve. The left-hander fires it in. And Brummond with the eighth serve to get Donovan Trumbull on top here by a score of 1-0. Takes her time to get ready for the second serve. And puts that down the middle of McKinney. Here's Carson. Sets, but it's wide, and Alexander is going to be blocked up front. Big Glover with the ace block. The pass did give Ford a chance for a good set, and the low line drive attack was right above the net and blocked down. Donovan Trumbull leading it 2-0. Brennan serves it across short. Just barely picked up, overpassed to Donovan Trumbull. Free ball middle. The tap is across that time by Glover. Picked up by Ward. They go to the middle. The attack driven across by Melanie Reese. Donovan Trumbull picks it up. Sets it back over. Brett Howard runs it down. Backs it outside. It's tipped across by Pelton. And it's good for the kill. And Ward is on the board here in game number one. 2-1. Rotating in to serve it away will be Morgan Alexander, the freshman setter. And Alexander, with a little jump serve, fires the corner. It's in. Let it go, but Alexander's able to paint the corner for the ace. And we are tied at 2.
First match tonight went to Kearney Catholic, defeating Ord 25-12, 25-14. That first set was 10-9. And Ord ended on a 15-3 run. Or Kearney Catholic ended on a 15-3 run. Ord could never recover. Here's the attack that is going to be picked up by Brett Howard on the back line. Shannon Clears will send it across there with Morgan Alexander. High set to the middle, and it's driven across that time by Glover. Ward keeps it alive and sets it back over. Partially blocked at the net. Donovan Trumbull trying to track it down. They flick it across there by Drummond, and Ward keeps it out of their own net. Kind of a sloppy point, but it's still alive. Donovan Trumbull to the back row to the good little barrel, and it's taken across by Katzberg. Ward to the outside. Alexander drives it over, and that'll end the point. Again, Alexander with the kill, and Ward takes the lead by a score of 3-2. Morgan looks to make it 4-2 now, the Alexander sisters. Morgan, short serve that time, picked up in front of the 10-foot line by Glover. Set back to her, standing spike is rolled across. And then Chanticleer's back set. Carson, their leading attacker, drives it into the corner for the kill. So Nikki Carson able to get that kill, and the Chanticleers stay on a roll here. Your score is 4-2. And serving it away will be Morgan Alexander trying to keep things going. And the serve by Morgan will be just wide and out of bounds. And right now we're going to do a little engineering switch. And Grant, if you'll go ahead and switch us over to the other pot, we'll switch equipment here.
And we're back with you with the score 4-3. And we've got a net violation called on Ord as they tried to set it up and stepped into the net. So point Donovan Trumbull, 4-4 on the serve. Is Hannah Bosch. And Hannah floats it across again. Set to the right side. Chanticleer's floated across there with Melody Reese. Picked up middle, driven down Glover, and Kaylee will get the kill. That'll be her first kill. Donovan Trumbull regains the lead by a score of 5-4. And serving it away again, Hannah Bosch looking for 3 in a row here for the Cardinal. Bosch's serve, clipped the net, falls over. They'll get the ace. There's one that the Chanticleers really couldn't do anything with as it clipped that net, falls over for the ace serve. 6-4 in favor of Donovan Trumbull here in the opening set. Ward trying to recover from dropping the opening match to Kearney Catholic. McKinney on the serve receive. Gets it to Carson. Standing spike for the lefty. Floats across. Set made there by Clocky. Attack by Glover. Blocked by the Chanticleers. Back over to the Cardinal. And will be spiked across from the standing position by Clocky. Chanticleers to Carson. Got a good swing, and it's just off the back line. Out of bounds. 5 in a row, Donovan Trumbull. 7-4, Cardinal with the lead. And a timeout will be called here by Ord. So we'll take one with them. First set of our second match of the night. Donovan Trumbull 7, Ord 4 on Classic Hits.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack t-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Cope Gymnasium. As the Chanticleers, who were in the state finals last year, just like Kearney Catholic was, taking on Donovan Trumbull now. 7-4, Donovan Trumbull has scored 5 in a row here. Anna Bosch back there doing the serving. As the Chanticleers break the huddle, and we're ready to go here in set number one. 7-4 Cardinals, and the serve. Bosch floats it across to McKinney. Set middle. Quick down by Carson. So the Chanticleers able to get a good pass, and that gets your attackers in position where you want them. Carson with her second kill. Ward 5 points. 4 of them are off kills, and they've got an ace serve. So Donovan Trumbull has yet to make a mistake here in this first set. And back to serve it away will be Megan Alexander. Set there by Brumman. Right side attack. Driven down and good by Kaylee Glover. They are moving the junior around the floor well. 8-5 Donovan Trumbull, just one senior on this Cardinal ball club, and that's Clocky. And into the ball game now, Laura Heinrichs. She'll play middle. Another freshman on this team for Coach Tara Jones, who's got plenty of freshmen and sophomore. Little jump serve by Glover. Stays high in the back row for Ord. They can only set it across there with Reese. Donovan Trumbull Brumburn sets it across. Brett Hauer runs it down. Pass close to the net. Redirected by the Chanticleers. Morgan Alexander down and good. So she was able to salvage the point there for Ord. 8-6. Donovan Trumbull side out Chanticleers. Entering the ball game will be Sydney Krumel. As Krumel goes deep middle to serve it away. Floating serve into the net. Side out, Donovan Trumbull. They're up by a score of 9-6. Rotating back to serve it away will be Kenzie Clocky. The only senior on this ball club. Put it into the net. So the teams exchange service errors, and the Chanticleers will rotate Kaylee Pelton back into the ball game. And Morgan Alexander will check out. Nikki Carson will go back to serve it away. Carson, the left-handed attacker, going to UNO for her volleyball. Floats this one deep middle. Picked up there by Clocky. The attack on the outside by Heinrichs. Ward makes a good dig just to keep it alive, and then the attack goes into the net for an error, and Donovan Trumbull up 10-7. Donovan Trumbull has found a way right now to force Ward into the errors and keep the serve going. Clocky serve. Stays in the back row. Ward's passing not too crisp right now. It's taken across by Kenzie Drudick. Quick return by Brumman, the setter for Donovan Trumbull. Dug out by Carson. Ward sets it across again with Alexander. Here comes Donovan Trumbull middle. Over the double block. Down and good by Heinrichs. 11-7. Donovan Trumbull. A little bit of a surprise right here. Donovan 5-12. Sure doesn't look like a 5-win ball club right now. And it is Ashton Mazur back there serving it away. Mazur floats it across. Chanticleer set to the outside. Close to the net. They tap it into the net. A little air coming out of the tires right now for the Chanticleers. Have to wonder if they were too pumped up for the first match. 12-7, Donovan Trumbull. And they're just keeping the ball in play. And that time a service error. We'll get it back over to Ord. 12-8. Back to serve it away for the Chanticleers will be Sydney McKinney. Trying to draw Ord a little closer here in the opening set. And Donovan Trumbull will be playing against Kearney Catholic in our final match still to come. Here come the Cardinals with an outside attack from Hannah Bosch, and she'll put it home. 13-8, Donovan Trumbull up by 5. Donovan Trumbull next in action on Tuesday. They'll be hosting a triangular with Giltner and Heartland, both Class D schools, but Giltner had been number one for a little while. Heartland also a solid volleyball team, 8-4 going into the night. Donovan Trumbull on the offensive side here, taking across with the libero in Katzberg. Ward gets it back, but again, just not much on it. Good position by Alexander. Katzberg, a great save, overpass from her, and then Ord watches the ball hit the floor. 14-8, Ord's already used an early timeout in this match. And another serve coming up here for Laura Heinrichs. I apologize, Donovan Trumbull's numbers are a little tough to read. Now Ward goes middle, drives it home, Allison Waliak. Hope that's not an age thing. The Cardinals will re-enter Hadley Lewis, and the Chanticleers will bring in Melanie Reese. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Donovan Ward, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Live from Cope Gymnasium, it's the middle match of tonight's Lou Platte Conference Triangular. Kearney Catholic swept Ord, and here in the first set, Donovan Trumbull off to a surprising 14-9 lead over Ord. Overpass and the free ball for Ord to the outside, Alexander, and she finally gets one down. Megan's second kill. 14-10, Chanticleers pick up the point on serve with Allison Weliak. And Weliak serve. Deep middle, just picked up, might have been out of bounds. Cardinals play it. Return it over this time with Katzberg. Close to the net, or it's in the net. 15-10, Donovan Trumbull. Again, Ord plays again on Saturday. And Ord is in Kearney Catholic's district. In fact, right now they would be considered the favorite to be in the district final. So they're looking at wild card points. They can afford no bumps in the road. And they've got important games coming up here on Saturday. As the ball is picked up by the Chanticleers on the serve, but they can't get the setter over to it. And it falls for an ace. Jordan Brumman with her second ace serve as we begin the second time through the service rotation. Knuckleball over to Bredhauer. Carson sets it up. Outside attack driven down and good by Kaylee Pelton. Side out, Chanticleers. And re-entering the game to serve will be Morgan Alexander. Donovan Trumbull sets three back deep. We've got more volleyball next week. Tuesday and Thursday we'll be over in Ravenna for a triangular with Shelton and Wood River on Tuesday. As an overpass here on the serve is dinked down by Melanie Reese for her first kill. 16-12. And then 1 week from tonight, we'll be bringing you a volleyball triangular on the road from Axtell with Amherst and Pleasanton. As we get a look at the Fort Kearney Conference, a serve, Morgan Alexander, her second. Nothing like good serving to bring you back in a match. Coach Tara Jones up off that bench constantly here in this first set. So is Coach Alexander. Serve across, picked up there in the back row by Katzberg. Outside attack driven across by Clocky. Picked up by the Chanticleers, rolled over by Carson. It's down and good. So the Chanticleers have put together four in a row. 16-14, Donovan Trumbull still in the lead. Alexander has picked up six service points in her two trips to the line. Looking for another one here, a chance to cut it to one. Takes it right at Katzberg. Middle attack, driven down and good by Kaylee Glover. Her third kill, side out, Donovan Trumbull. Back in, Ashton Mazur to the front row for the Cardinals. Donovan Trumbull coming in at 5-12. Ward at 12-4 with two of those losses to Kearney Catholic. Serve across here by the Cardinals. Set up outside, Alexander to Alexander. It's blocked, but in the net on Donovan Trumbull. Big call, as they say Glover was in the net on that solid double block. Chanticleers get a break. Back in, Kenzie Drudick to the front row. And to serve it away, Megan Alexander goes all the way to that far left-hand corner here for the serve. And knuckles it down the middle. Donovan Trumbull sets it to the outside. It'll be taken across by Clocky. Drudick saves, set to Carson. Carson off the tape and tipped down by Clocky. Glover was able to get her hand on that one, and now she'll go back and serve it away. Back into the front row will be Laura Heinrichs for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. As always, we want to thank the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you tonight's high school volleyball. 18-15, Donovan Trumbull, first set, second match. Brett Hauer pass, set is off the mark. Carson, though, elevates and puts it down. Mickey Carson with her fourth kill. Morgan Alexander trying to hustle just to get to the pass and set it a little too close, and it flew right above the net. But Donovan Trumbull didn't have anybody there to slap it down. So side out Ord. And back to serve it away, Sydney Krumel. Floats it right down the middle. Back set right side attack by Clocky. Off the block of Ord. They pick it up on their side to Carson again. Too close, but Carson takes it off the block for the kill. Nikki just didn't get many attempts in the first match against Kearney Catholic. Now she's showing why she is a potential all-stater again. Krumel to serve. Trying to tie this thing up. Ord down one, but into the net it goes. Ord was up 4-2. Donovan Trumbull scored five in a row to go up 7-4. Then they got it up to 14-8. They have never trailed since that point. And the jump serve is deep and out of bounds from Clocky. So, again, the teams exchange service errors, and Ord will get another chance to serve for the tie. First, Kaylee Pelton will re-enter the match. And Nikki Carson will go back and serve it away for Ord. Carson serve. Float down the middle to Glover. Set far right side off the back foot. It goes into the net. Set was a little wide that time, and Mazur could not get a good swing on it. We are tied in game one at 19. Donovan Trumbull still has both of their timeouts. Ord has one. Strong serve across, a little struggle here, and it's scrambling and getting it across for the Cardinal. Carson will set for Ord. Outside, Drudik on the attack, down and good. And Ord takes the lead for the first time since 4-2. And timeout, Donovan Trumbull. Chanticleers have scored five of the last 6 points, and they are currently on a 10-3 run. It's Ord 20, Donovan Trumbull 19 on Classic Hits.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Doug Duda back with you here, and our producer Grant Sparks on Classic Hits 98.9, PlatteRiverPreps.com. First match tonight went to Kearney Catholic, 25-12, 25-14 over Ord. Now Ord has taken the lead back from Donovan Trumbull, 20-19 in the opening set. They're doing some bookwork down below. Kearney Catholic will not play again until next Thursday when they host Ravenna. Jays have been down of late, only one win so far this season, so Kearney Catholic then doesn't play again until the conference tournament. Right now, the conference tournament, you would be looking at Kearney Catholic, Ord, Wood River, and St. Paul as being the top seed. St. Paul is hosting the semifinals and finals this year, which of course you'll hear right here on Classic Hits. Tomorrow night, high school football here on Classic Hits. Minden at Kearney Catholic on ESPN 1460. Shelton at Amherst. Pre-game at 6:30, kickoff for both at 7 o'clock. Nikki Carson now with a short floating serve that's going to work for the ace. Donovan Trumbull didn't get a good pass on it, and into the crowd it went. And it's now 21-19 Ord. They were down 16-10 here in this set, trying to make the major comeback and win it as the set is made in the middle by Brumman. Middle attack down. Lauren Heinrichs, the sophomore, the freshman, gets the kill. 21-20. So Donovan Trumbull trying to find a way here to pull out this first set. As we said, 5-12 on the season. And they played some pretty good teams. Wood River, Blue Hill, Palmer's D, but they're 12-3. Fillmore Central, 12 wins. St. Cecilia played Fillmore Central twice, actually. Serve goes into the net. And a side out now for Ord, up 22-20. And that is the fourth service error for the Cardinal. Cindy McKinney now to serve it away. McKinney cuts it down the middle. Picked up there, Cardinal set backside. They'll go to Lauren Heinrich. She'll drive it off the net. Ord has to free ball it back over. One arm up that time by Clocky and punched across by Donovan Trumbull and Hannah Bosch. Rolled back over by the Chanticleers, and it's down and good by Kaylee Pelton. Her third kill, 23-20, Ord. Donovan Trumbull still has a timeout left, but it looks like they're going to use it right here. So, Sydney McKinney will be at the service line as Ord tries to make a comeback from six down and win the first set. Donovan Trumbull trying to find a way to get back into it here. It's 23-20. Ord will be right back on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
As always, I want to thank Kearney Catholic Athletic Director Rick Petrie and the fine folks here at Kearney Catholic for their hospitality. Middle match of tonight's triangular. And Kearney Catholic winning the first match in straight sets over Ord between the two top 10 teams. Now here in the second match, it is Ord 23, Donovan Trumbull 20 in the first set. Cardinals had a 16-10 lead, but Ord has cut down the errors and found a way to get a few kills here, and they have taken the lead back. And Sydney McKinney now out of the timeout, ready to serve again. 23-20 Ord. Down the middle it goes. To Clocky, set to the outside, Bosch lofts it into the back row, Brett Howard with the dig, Carson sets it up for Alexander, blocked up front, good dig right back across by Welniak, Cardinals ball to the outside, it'll be rolled over by the center, Jordan Brummond, and she'll get the kill. That's where the hitter and the center had to reverse roles because of where the pass was, and Brummond will get her first kill, and Donovan Trumbull avoids set point. And back to serve it away, Lauren Heinrichs. Down 23-21. Sends it right down the sideline. Alexander had to play it to the outside. Pelton, the lefty, drives it over and good. And it is set point for the Chanticleers, 24-21. Massive substitutions here. Ord's rolling in three gals, it looks like. And Hadley Lewis back in for Donovan Trumbull. Allison Welniak to serve it away. And Ord's got some confusion right now. They're not sure what to do with the libero, but they finally get her off the floor. And Welliak to serve. Game point, Chanticleers, 24-21. Across it comes to Clocky. Set by Brummond. Bosch on the outside. Rolls it into the back row. Dig made by Welniak. Set to the outside, Alexander. She'll tip it across. Dig made by Bosch. Run down by Brummond. Has to be passed across. Free ball here for the Chanticleers. Carson, short set middle. The attack blocked up front. Ace block by Kaylee Glover on Reese's attack. Good one-on-one matchup there, and Donovan Trumbull fights off set point number one. And Jordan Brummond, who has picked up an ace the first two times she's been back there, would like to get another one here. Game point still for Ord. The left-handed jump serves across. Good pass. Carson to Pelton, taps it over the double block, and that's the end of game one. Just that quickly, the Chanticleers finish the point. Ord was down 16-10, but they are able to find a way to come back and take the first game from Donovan Trumbull, 25-22. And we'll look at the first set numbers right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet. When a person walks in our store, most of the time they're overwhelmed at how many choices there are. So it's our job to listen to them and focus in on what really satisfies them. Then we try to ease them into the installation process. When we are in their home, we do our best to make sure that they're happy. When we leave their home, it's cleaned and vacuumed, and they're ready to move back in. We're B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our goal is to have a happy customer every day.
The most recommended by far. Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
Let's take a look at the numbers I had from the first set. First off, for Donovan Trumbull, Jordan Brumman, 3 service points. 2 of them were aces, 1 kill. Anna Bosch, 4 service points. 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Kaylee Glover, 4 kills and 2 ace blocks. Lauren Heinrichs, 1 service point, 2 kills. Kenzie Clocky and Ashton Mazur each had a service point. 8 kills, 2 ace blocks, 3 ace serves for Donovan Trumbull. For Ord, Morgan Alexander, 6 service points. 2 of them aces, 1 kill. Kenzie Drudick had a kill. Sydney McKinney had a service point. Allison Welniak a service point and a kill. Kaylee Pelton had 5 kills. Sydney Krumel a service point. Megan Alexander 2 kills. Melanie Reese had a kill. Nikki Carson 3 service points. 1 was an ace. 5 kills. Ord had 16 kills. No ace blocks. 3 ace serves. And the Chanticleers rally from a 6-point deficit to take game 1 25-22 from Donovan. And we'll be back with the second set on Classic Hits right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
We're ready to get the second set underway here at Cope Gymnasium as Ord will get to serve it away first with Morgan Alexander as the chance moved from our right to left in game 2. Strong serve across to Clocky. Donovan Trumbull handles it. The attack on the outside. Bosch is going to be deep and out of bounds. And Ord will get the first point. Important for Donovan Trumbull now to slow down Ord's momentum. Get him even here for a while after Ord overcame the pretty big deficit there in game number 1. Here's Brumman, set middle. One way to do it is to have Glover on the swing. But Ord picks it up, goes to Carson, taps it over the block. Bosch is there for the front row dig. Back row attack, driven across there by Katzberg. Ord has it. Outside, Alexander down and good. And Megan with her third kill. 2-0 Ord. Megan the kill, younger sister Morgan to serve, looking for a 3-0 start in game 2. Deep serve, though, and out of bounds. And Donovan Trumbull will pick up the point. Just the third service error of this match for the Chanticleers. And Jordan Brumman to serve it away for Donovan Trumbull. Left-handed jump serve back into the net. We've had that happen a couple of times tonight where the teams exchange the service errors. And the Chanticleers will bring Kenzie Drudick back into the front row. Drudick had a very solid second set against Kearney Catholic, but was not enough to pick up that victory. And back to serve it away will be Megan Alexander. Goes cross court. Dumped across by Glover. It's on the line for the kill. Kaylee with her fifth kill. And right back over to the Cardinal. To serve it away, Hannah Bosch. 3-2. Chanticleers lead Donovan Trumbull. Ord won the first set 25-22. Ward on serve receive. Gets it to the outside. Drudick wide open. And didn't have to worry about a block that time. Fires it down and good. 4-2 your score. In to serve it away for the Chanticleers will be Sydney Krumel. And also back in will be Allison Welniak. Krumel goes deep middle with the service area. Takes a little run at it and fires it across. Trouble for Donovan Trumbull. They can't pick it up cleanly. That'll be an ace. Chanticleers with their fourth service ace of this match. First for Sydney Krumel. 5-2 chance. And the serve. A That's a knuckleball a little bit deeper, picked up by Hadley Lewis, set to the middle. Now they're going to go outside. Had two gals running towards the net, and it's going to be blocked out of bounds, they say. Give the kill to Kenzie Clocky. That'll be her first. She and Mazur both came running, and they overset Mazur, and the ball was blocked out of bounds. A few of the fans thought that that might have been in the net, but nonetheless, it's Donovan Trumbull ball and Kaylee Glover to serve. Deep middle to Alexander. Carson sets back to Alexander in the back row, and she'll drive it down and good. Megan with her fourth kill. 6-3 Ord. Back in will be Kaylee Pelton for the Chanticleers. Nikki Carson to serve it away. Left-handed one step into the net. Side out, Donovan Trumbull. And back to serve it away will be Kenzie Clocky. More high school volleyball next week, and then we're into conference tournaments. And before you know it, sub-district and district play will be here as the serve goes into the net. Cross-country, Chanticleers have been doing very well with their cross-country teams here of late. Coverage of the state meet next month as well from the Kearney Country Club. Service error brings the ball back over to Ord, and Sydney McKinney in to serve it away. McKinney, she'll keep that one in. Pass goes to Brumman, set back to the back row, and the attack is called out. Clocky with the back row attack looked in. So Ord will get a break there. 8-4 Chanticleer. So Donovan Trumbull will have to overcome that. Brumman sets it to the back row, and not much Cathbert could do. She's backpedaling as fast as she can, and into the net it goes, and it looks like Coach Jones wants to call the timeout. Ord got the first set, 25-22. They've jumped out to a 9-4 lead here in the second set on Classic Hits. We'll be back after this timeout.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
9-4, Ord leading Donovan Trumbull in game number two. From Cope Gymnasium in Kearney, Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks. Glad to have you along with us for tonight's action. Don't forget, coming up in just about 50 minutes, 45 minutes, Thursday night NFL kickoff on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Baltimore hosting Cleveland tonight. And back to serve it away will be Sydney McKinney here out of the Donovan Trumbull timeout. Ord won the opening set. Earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic defeated 7th-ranked Ord 25-12 and 14. Kearney Catholic will come back and play Donovan Trumbull in our final match. McKinney serves it across. Middle attack by the Cardinal is down and good by Lauren Heinrichs. The freshman gets her third kill. Side out for the Cardinal, and back into the front row will be Hannah Bosch. Again, a lot of young girls on this Donovan Trumbull team, so it's a growing process here. Freshman and sophomore, just a one senior in Clocky. It'll be Mazur to serve it away. McKinney got her tied up. Can they get it back over the net? Yes, they will. Alexander to Carson. Free ball, Donovan Trumbull. Set right side. Driven off the single block by Lauren Heinrichs, her fourth kill. 5'11 freshman. And probably got a little more growing to do. There's a name to put on your radar for the near future. Lauren Heinrichs. And Donovan Trumbull, Mazur to serve it away. Ashton. Deep and wide out of bounds. So Donovan Trumbull trying to stay aggressive on the serve, but they've missed three of them in this game already. And in the first set, looks like they missed four. So that's a total of seven missed serves already tonight. And Tierra Krumel now in to serve it away for the Chanticleers, leading it by a score of 10-6. Good strong serve picked up there by Glover and passed across by Brumman. Free ball, Chanticleers. Carson sets outside. Alexander rolls it over the block. Dig in the back row. Made by Glover again. Set it to Clocky. She'll drive it down the right side to McKinney with the dig. Outside attack. Pelton, left-handed swing, is down and good. Sixth kill for Kaylee Pelton. The first of this game. 11-6 Ord. Ord jumped out to a 5-2 lead. And Donovan Trumbull's been trying to play catch-up ever since. Pass stays in the back row, so Clocky will take a swing at it. Picked up by Krumel aboard. Good pass to Carson. Tipped at the net. Down and good by Melanie Reese. Second kill for Reese. 12-6 Orr. Shannon clears at 12-4. Donovan 5-12. Would Donovan give it Orr all they wanted, especially in the first set when they jumped out 16-10. And Tierra Krumel again with that serve across to Kasperg. Set by Brumman. Right side attack. Driven through the block for another Heinrichs kill. She has five. Glover has five. And that's 10 of the 13 so far and officially for Donovan Trumbull. And now Heinrichs will go back to serve it away. So the 5'11 freshman has shown at least tonight that she can do a little bit of everything. And the serve. Down the middle to McKinney. Good pass to Carson. Short set outside. Tapped across beautifully by Pelton. Ward had that play called before the ball had even been served. Re-entering the game is Morgan Alexander to serve for Ward. And Hadley Lewis checks in to play back row for Donovan Trumbull. And Alexander serves. She had a big run in the first set, but here she drops it into the net. Cardinal volleyball. Third service error for Ord in this set. 13-8, though. Chanticleers do have the lead. Back to serve it away will be Jordan Brumman. And the left-handed serve floats across to Carson. Set outside Alexander. It was wide, so she had to back up just to punch it across. Dug out Katzberg. Middle attack by Glover. Off the block into the back row. And it'll be a left-handed rollover by Carson. Donovan Trumbull, good pass. Got a chance here. Sets off the mark, though. Has to be bumped across by Bosch. Here comes Ord. Quick outside, and it's down and good by Carson. Nikki's first kill of this game, her sixth of the match. And back in for the Chanticleers will be Kenzie Drudick, 5'7 sophomore. And Megan Alexander will serve it away. Serve down the middle to Lexi Katzberg. Set high to the right side for Bosch. Off the net, she'll drive it over. Krumel with a dig. Good pass that time to Alexander. Outside, Drudick fires it home. Third kill for Kenzie Drudick, 15-8 Chanticleers. Don't forget, at the end of every match, the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We'll take a look at all of the final stats and get you ready for our final match tonight. It looks like Donovan Trumbull has elected to use their final timeout. Ord rallied to win the first set 25-22, and they're up 15-8 over the Cardinals here in the second. We'll take a break and be right back on Classic Hits.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Back here at Cope Gymnasium, where the Chanticleers have now put a little distance between themselves and the upstart Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull, 15-8. And Megan Alexander ready to serve it away again for Ord out of the Donovan Trumbull timeout. Half step floats it down the middle. The passing has just kind of fallen apart here for Donovan Trumbull, and they can only set it across. Free ball, Ord Alexander in the middle, driven down by Reese. Third kill by Melanie. 16-8 as Ord has doubled up the Cardinal. Alexander looking for three in a row from the service line. That's a low liner. That time it's passed actually pretty good in the middle. Glover with the kill. Put it down for Kaylee Glover. One of the weird things about volleyball, that was probably the best of the serves from Alexander, and it was the best pass that Donovan Trumbull made. Back to serve it away will be Hannah Bosch. Picked up 4 points in the first set from that service line, helped getting them that six-point lead, but they couldn't hold on. Set Drudick outside. Off the tip, the dig is made by Brumman. Tapped across by Glover. Down and good. Kaylee Glover with her team-high seventh kill. And Donovan Trumbull will keep the serve. 16-10, Ord. Donovan was up 16-10 in the first set, and that's when the fortunes changed. And here the ball hits the net and flies over for the ace. Anna Bosch with her second ace of this match, 16-11. And Donovan Trumbull's going to need a few bounces like that if they hope to hang around. Serve over to Alexander, Megan, to Morgan, to the outside, Drudik. Termination, Kenzie with her fourth kill. Side out, Shanna clears. Back in will be Allison Weliak and Sydney Krumel. Krumel will go back and serve it away. 25-22, first set, Ord. 17-11, second set, Ord. Here at Kearney Catholic, homecoming week for the Stars, as they will play Donovan Trumbull next. Serve down the middle to Hadley Lewis. To the outside, deciding to just bump it across and getting it to work is Kenzie Clocky. She started to go like, I'm going to take a swing at it, but she was about 12 feet off the net. She said, I'll just bump it across, and it ends up working. Side out Cardinal, and Glover to serve it away. Looking for her first service point is Kaylee. She's had a couple of service errors. And this one is an ace. That'll make up for one of them. Ace serve, Glover. And the lead, which was 8 moments ago, cut in half to 4. Donovan Trumbull has used both their timeouts. Ward has both of theirs still to use if needed. Glover again. That one down the middle to Alexander. Carson chases it down. Drudik on the attack. Down and good. Wasn't able to get a lot on it, so placed it well. And Kenzie with her fourth kill of the game, fifth of the match. 18-13 Ward. Second set. Trying to sweep out Donovan Trumbull. And Nikki Carson back to serve it away. Carson had 3 points in the opening set, including an ace. Has had a lot of trouble just getting it over. That one hits the tape and goes over. Pass back by Donovan Trumbull. Free ball, Ord. Outside attack down and good by Pelton. She's got 8 kills in this set, this match, excuse me. And that is the match high. 19-13 Ord. Again, the Chanticleers will be playing in Gothenburg against the Swedes. Class B Holdridge in Perkins County on Saturday. While next week, Donovan Trumbull hosts a triangular with Giltner and Hartland. Donovan Trumbull attack into the net that time. No block, they'll say, on the swing from Heinrichs. 20-13. So Ward, when it got to 4, now has been able to get that distance back out to 7. And it looks like the Cardinals will bring in Alicia Olena for the first time tonight. A 5'7 junior will come in. And now Ward will bring in Jordan Knight for the first time in this match. She was in briefly against Kearney Catholic. Carson looking for 4 in a row. There's a good pass to Brumman, but Brumman stepped underneath the net. And usually the setter doesn't realize what happens until the whistle points it out, but she was clearly across the center line. Now Knight is out, and back in will be Megan Alexander. And Carson will serve again. 21-13. Good solid serve down the middle to Katzberg. Right side attack is mishit. And an attack error for Donovan Trumbull. And back into the ball game, a new face. And we do not have this new face, number 15 of all the numbers on the roster. I don't have a 15, and I apologize. Thought we had everybody marked down. We do know that Nikki Carson is still at the service line. And Carson serves. Across it comes to Glover. Here's the set to the outside. Right side attack driven over. Carson with the dig. Stays in the back row. Ward will spike it across there by Carson, who with her height able to find a way to put it down on the floor for her 7th kill. So not only is she serving, she's picking up the kills, and that is 6 in a row for Ward. 23-13, 2 points away from the match. Carson still at the service line. Left-handed deep corner up there by Glover, but stays in the back row. They can only pass it across, and they will with Heinrichs. Ward has it. Quick set middle. Big swing down and good by Allison Weliak. Her 2nd kill of the match. Good pass set and big swing that time. Brings us to match point here for the Chanticleers. Carson trying to finish it off here. It was 17-13. Ord scored 7 in a row, trying to make it 8. The knuckleball's across. Brumman sets it up. Right side punch over, down and good by Donovan Trumbull and our mystery player. We'll try and pick up the number on who that is, and it will keep it alive for at least another point here for Donovan Trumbull. And in to serve it will be Kenzie Clocky. It's still match point Ord, 24-14. Clocky serve into the net, and that will wrap things up. And the Chanticleers will do what everyone expected would probably happen tonight, split at the Kearney Catholic Triangular. They got off to a good start against Ord, 10-9 in the very first set, but then Kearney Catholic went on a 15-3 run to end it, and they really struggled even into the first set of this match where they were down 16-10, but Ord was able to rally 25-22, 25-14. Chanticleer's improved to 13-4. Donovan Trumbull falls to 5-13, and we'll play again next year against Kearney Catholic. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Welcome back to Kearney Catholic High School, where it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show with its worldwide headquarters located in downtown Ord. But Misco's has been taking care of our local schools for every season. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Ord sweeps Donovan Trumbull 25-22 and 25-14. Let's look at the numbers from this second set. First off, for Donovan Trumbull, Hannah Bosch, two service points, one was an ace. Kaylee Glover had an ace serve and three kills. Laura Heinrichs had three kills. Kenzie Clocky had two kills. Ashton Mazur had one service point there in the second set. And for Donovan Trumbull, Katie Clocky, she was our mystery player there. She was able to come in and get one kill while she was in the game. Nine kills, no ace blocks, and two ace serves for Donovan Trumbull. For Kearney Catholic, Tiara Krumel, two service points. Morgan Alexander, two service points. Kenzie Drudick, four kills. Sydney McKinney, two service points. Allison Welniak, one kill. Kaylee Pelton, three kills. Sydney Krumel, an ace serve. Megan Alexander, two service points, two kills. Melanie Reese, two kills. Nikki Carson ended up with six service points and two kills. For Ord, 14 kills, no ace blocks, and one ace serve as they take game two, 25-14. We'll give you the cumulative stats right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
It's the Take the Money and Ride National event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of four eligible Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to a $75 Visa prepaid rebate card, too. Visit your area CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper Tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
Pando.
P-A-N-K-O.
I'm not getting
Panko.
It.
Panko.
Panko. It's Japanese.
Well, it sounds exotic.
Oh, believe me, it is. It's Japanese lead the world in breadings.
Shrimp lovers, dive into a whole new taste at Long John Silver's. New crispy panko shrimp. Hand-breaded for an irresistible crunch you'll be dipping and dunking till the last bite. Get a combo for just $4.99.
Do you even listen to yourself?
Right now at Long John Silver's.
Back here on the Misco Sports postgame show, here's the overall final stats for Ord's two-set victory over Donovan Trumbull, starting with the Cardinal. Setter Jordan Brumman ended up with three service points. Two of them were aces, one kill. Hannah Bosch led the team in serving with 6 points. She had two aces and one kill. Kaylee Glover had an ace serve, two ace blocks, and a team-high 7 kills. Lauren Heinrichs had a service point, 5 kills. Kenzie Clocky, 1 service point, 2 kills. Ashton Mazur, 2 service points. And Katie Clocky, 1 kill. Donovan Trumbull, 17 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 5 ace serves. They fall to 5-13 on the season. They'll play next here in about 20 minutes against Kearney Catholic. And then after that, they will be back home for a triangular next week when they take on Giltner and Heartland on Tuesday, and then they host St. Paul in a conference duel next Thursday before getting into the Luplat Conference Tournament. For the Ord Chanticleers, Tierra Krumel had 2 service points. Morgan Alexander ended up with 8 service points. 2 of them were aces, 1 kill. Kenzie Drudick, 5 kills. Sydney McKinney, 3 service points. Allison Weliak had a service point and 2 kills. Kaylee Pelton had a team-high 8 kills. Sydney Krumel, 2 service points, 1 was an ace. Megan Alexander, 2 service points, 4 kills. Melanie Reese, 3 kills. And Nikki Carson ended up leading the team and serving with 9 points, 1 of them an ace. She also had 7 kills. Ord had 30 kills, no ace blocks, and 4 ace serves as the Lady Chanticleers improved to 13-4 on the season with a 25-22, 25-14 victory over Donovan Trumbull. Up next for Ord, they will be at Gothenburg for the Swede Invitational Saturday, taking on Gothenburg, who is 11-3. Then they'll take on a Holdridge team, who's state-rated in Class B, and Perkins County in the 3 matches Saturday. Then they will host Adams Central in a triangular, along with Loop City, 1 week from tonight before heading in to conference play. So Ord's done for the night. They split their matches. Kearney Catholic beat them 25-12, 25-14. Then Ord beats Donovan Trumbull 25-22, 25-14.